Вариант 4. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1, 6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A, G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1. I really loved my high school, but it was a time when I was having a lot of arguments and fights at home, so school was the place where I went to escape from all my problems, and I really worked hard. I stayed at school long hours, I didn't want to go home, and I loved my teachers, and a lot of us are still friends, so yeah, high school was great. Speaker 2.
High school was quite a good experience for me, really. My high school wasn't a fantastic school, just an ordinary one. But I had lots of fun, made lots of good friends, learned how to communicate and how to avoid conflicts. Yeah, I think I came out of it able to deal with life problems.
Speaker 3.
High school for me was, well, quite dull. Although they call it formative years. I enjoyed my senior year because I didn't go to high school as often as I did before my senior year. Overall, I didn't do much and didn't learn much either. So my high school was a little difficult and a little strange.
Speaker 4.
Okay, I think I loved my high school. That was the best part of my whole school life, because I had my best friends there, and a bunch of good teachers, a lot of hard work and studies, happy and sad moments. And it was fantastic. Also, we had our final exams in high school. It was really tough, but I had great friends in my class, so we did a lot of joint studying and were really successful.
Speaker 5. I loved high school. I absolutely loved it. I can't even describe it. I grew up in a town of 1,000 people, and so my whole graduating class was 35 people who I had known since my childhood, and we were all very, very close, like maybe brothers or sisters. And still, my best friends are 2 people from my high school. The years spent at high school were the happiest. Speaker 6.
I have to admit, I loved high school. I thought high school was the best. It's a really good time, you know. You play sports, you're in clubs, you hang out with your friends. But what I remember most about high school, though, is that I thought it would never end. I mean, at that point, you've been in school your entire life, and I remember thinking, you know what, I'm always going to be a student. They're never going to let me out of school. But eventually they did.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker 1. I really loved my high school, but it was a time when I was having a lot of arguments and fights at home, so school was the place where I went to escape from all my problems, and I really worked hard. I stayed at school long hours, I didn't want to go home, and I loved my teachers, and a lot of us are still friends, so yeah, high school was great. Speaker 2.
High school was quite a good experience for me, really. My high school wasn't a fantastic school, just an ordinary one. But I had lots of fun, made lots of good friends, learned how to communicate and how to avoid conflicts. Yeah, I think I came out of it able to deal with life problems.
Speaker 3.
High school for me was, well, quite dull. Although they call it formative years. I enjoyed my senior year because I didn't go to high school as often as I did before my senior year. Overall, I didn't do much and didn't learn much either. So my high school was a little difficult and a little strange.
Speaker 4.
Okay, I think I loved my high school. That was the best part of my whole school life because I had my best friends there and a bunch of good teachers, a lot of hard work and studies, happy and sad moments. And it was fantastic. Also, we had our final exams in high school. It was really tough, but I had great friends in my class, so we did a lot of joint studying and were really successful.
Speaker 5. I loved high school. I absolutely loved it. I can't even describe it. I grew up in a town of 1,000 people, and so my whole graduating class was 35 people who I had known since my childhood. And we were all very, very close, like maybe brothers or sisters. And still, my best friends are two people from my high school. The years spent at high school were the happiest. Speaker 6.
I have to admit, I loved high school. I thought high school was the best. It's a really good time, you know. You play sports, you're in clubs, you hang out with your friends. But what I remember most about high school, though, is that I thought it would never end. I mean, at that point, you've been in school your entire life, and I remember thinking, you know what, I'm always going to be a student. They're never going to let me out of school. But eventually they did.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А7. Вы услышите разговор двух молодых людей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Ruth Archibald.
Okay, Ruth. Are you from Ireland?
Yes, I am.
I've noticed your slight Irish accent.
Really? I thought I lost my Irish accent after moving south from Ireland to Spain.
What was it like going from Ireland to Spain?
Ah, it was a depressing change, I guess. I had long-term friends back home, you know, friends from school. And there were some boys and girls I've known since I was born. I needed to make new friends and to find a place to hang out. But it's okay now.
I've never been to Ireland. What's famous about Ireland that you can tell me about?
Probably the most famous things are Guinness and Irish clog dance, dancing in wooden shoes.
Do you dance in wooden shoes?
Unfortunately not. I think only a few people can do this.
I've heard that people's manners are pretty rough and ready in Ireland. Is that true?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on where you go in Ireland. In the capital, yes, maybe people are a bit less polite. But in the countryside, they're very warm and friendly.
OK, so if I went to a bar or a disco in Ireland, would there be any risk of getting into trouble?
I don't think so. No, no. It's really safe. You don't really think that all Irish people are rude and short-tempered.
Oh, no. No, and where exactly are you from?
I'm from a place called Bray, which is maybe an hour's drive from the capital, Dublin, but far away from the main industrial centres. It's clean and calm.
What is the geography like?
It's pretty flat. There are some hills, but none of them are very high, and the area around the city has been intensively cultivated. There's a lot of farming, particularly beef and dairy products, and also sheep. There are lots of sheep.
When are you going back?
I've just been there. I went back in December for 3 weeks, so at the moment I have no plans to go home in the near future, but maybe sometime in September I'll go again.
Maybe I'll go and visit it sometime.
Definitely. It's really good. It's a really nice place to visit.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.